Wonderful Healer, Words from Jesus. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He counts the stars and calls them all by name. How great is our Lord! His power is absolute. His understanding is beyond comprehension. The Lord supports the humble. The Lord's delight is in those who fear Him, those who put their hope in His unfailing love. Psalm 147, 3 through 6 and 11. Cease from your struggling and rest in my love. Rest assured that as you seek me, you will find me. Fear not, and don't let condemnation stop you or make you feel that I don't love you. I know the weaknesses and the frailties of your human frame, but I am making my path as easy and as light for you as I can in spite of these. Like a father pities his child who tries hard to please him, I pity you as you reach for the doorknob, and I freely open the door of my own accord. I give you free entrance into my kingdom. Come and partake of the fruits of my spirit. Freely I give of my spirit, and you are free to enjoy the fruits of my spirit forever. Time in the desert. Be not weary, but have faith and trust in my love. Trust that your trials and battles, your times in the desert place, when you must lie under the trees and dip your hand in the cooled water to find strength, come from me. You do not see them now as a blessing, but this time of quiet, of prayer, of solitude, of reflection, will result in a depth of spirit. You will find wisdom, compassion, and understanding. You will find your strength in me. You will find the power that you need through your relationship with me. You are thinking, so many times I have been in this desert place, so many times I have partaken of this quiet and solitude. Why must I once again? Is it because I am not learning my lessons? Is it because I am so hard of heart that I am not hearing His voice, that His hand is upon me to chasten me and to break me again and again? This time is not a punishment or a chastisement. It is not because you are not hearing my voice or learning your lessons. I am blessing you and honoring you and privileging you with this special time with me, time when we can commune with each other and get to know each other in a more intimate way. I want you to have no other gods before me, not your family, not your work, not your ministry. You will need this intimate relationship with me to fulfill the plan that I have for you in the future, when you will be called upon to be in tune with me, to be prayerful, to be wise, to be kind and loving and sympathetic, and to be understanding of those who feel discouraged and hopeless. Because you have spent this time in the desert place, you will be able to speak from a full heart. You will be able to speak from experience and testify of the blessings and benefits of placing your trust in me and listening to my voice. Heart surgery. Come to me just as you are. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I am aware of the many little stones that mar the beauty of your heart. Trust me to do what you are unable to do. Remove the stony bits one by one. Do not expect this work in you to be painless. Heart surgery is serious, and it always involves pain. Many of the hard things you experienced were, unknown to you, my skillful operations on your heart. When you are going through tough times, look up to me with a wry smile and thank me for the renewal I'm working within you. This act of faith does not instantly stop your suffering, but it does lend meaning to your pain. marvel at the wonder of being a new creation, grafted onto me, the Messiah. You are forever set free from the condemning law of sin and death. You can rejoice in this glorious truth even while you are in the throes of suffering. Since I am the creator of all that is, and you are made in my image, you have a wealth of creative power within you. Strive to look at your circumstances with a fresh perspective, eager to collaborate with me as I create newness within you and through you. Though I am Lord of the universe, I desire to work in partnership with you. As you say yes to this sacred adventure, you become more fully the one I designed you to be. Bringing your ship into harbor. I feel the pain and trauma that you have felt, both in body and spirit, when going through this difficult experience. I know the heartbreak, sorrow, and feeling of loss, the feeling of being incomplete. To overcome this depression, this moodiness, and to step off this emotional roller coaster, cling tightly to me. Pray for greater faith and believe my promise that I will keep you in perfect peace. Keep your mind stayed on me and allow yourself to believe in and accept my love and the love of those around you. This breaking, this crushing, these deep emotions, this tumultuous experience is like the polishing of a rare and priceless gem. I allow some parts to be chipped away and seemingly lost, but in the process, the true inner beauty is revealed. The beauty that sparkles and shimmers and shines. In this process, you have gained an inner depth, which is a priceless gem. Now the love inside your heart can flow forth more freely, for it is unobstructed. The key to strength and victory is in your love for me, your trust in me, and your faith in me and in others. It is important for you to look on all that you have and not that which you do not have. It is essential that you believe in and accept the love that you receive from me and from your loved ones. As you receive and believe, as you trust and rest in love and respond with love, you will find peace and healing of mind and spirit. Your ship that is now being tossed about on the high seas will enter into the calm harbor of my peace, rest, and joy. I am with you. There is nothing hid from me. I know your every thought, your every desire, and every secret prayer. Every time you look up to me and you cry out to me, I am near. I hear your prayers and my heart is moved with compassion. I never harden my heart. I never get tired of listening to you. I never turn away. I never sleep. I never have a do not disturb sign on the door. I am never distant. I am never too tired or too busy for you. I always hear and answer your prayer, sometimes in the way that you would desire, and sometimes in ways that you know not, or in ways that you cannot yet see. But I do hear and I do answer. Since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Hebrews 4, 14-16.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.